Well, when I became governor in 1991, the state faced the biggest budget deficit it ever had in its history up to that time. And we also were hit with a recession, like I think the third week of my administration, the national recession finally came to Illinois. So we just had kind of one problem after another when it came to the budget in 91. Plus, I was a new governor, and I was dealing with a Democratic control legislature, somewhat similar to today. That made it a little more difficult, too, because the Democratic leaders, particularly Speaker Madigan, who is still there, he was going to kind of test me for a while. And so we had a drawn-out session, but at the end of the day, we came up with a reasonable budget and made some temporary taxes permanent and cut a lot of money, had to lay people off, but we got the job done sometime in about the middle of July.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the time frame there. So you said middle of July was when that was settled. So you're not a stranger to some of these overtime sessions they're dealing with now.
And now there hadn't been one that long in recent memory. Professors at the university who are still there that were there in 91 remind me that the first year I was governor, they went without a paycheck one pay period. Now they got it later, and they got a lot better pay on down the road, but you know, that disrupts a lot of people's lives, and unfortunately, we weren't able to completely prevent that, but there was just a fraction of the state workers whose pay cycle came up that part of July that went without a paycheck, but it was something I was concerned about as governor. I wanted to get the problem settled because I felt as governor, I'm responsible to make sure state government worked, and if people aren't getting paid, then things aren't working very well.
As you look back on that 1991 budget deal, what were the big areas in which you had to give a little? What were the areas where the speaker had to give a little?
Well, the big battle at the end really was, it wasn't so much how the spending cuts and property tax caps, which we got passed. It was really on the revenue side. A couple of years before, Speaker Madigan had passed a temporary increase in the income tax, first time the income tax had ever been increased. Half of it went to education, half went to local government. And it expired that first year I was governor. He wanted to make it temporary again. I did not want to make it temporary. I didn't want to go through this uncertainty every 2 years and have to, you know, worry about whether we're going to get enough revenues. And I wanted to make it permanent. And that really was the big holdup into July. And finally, we compromised. We made the education part permanent, which I really was more concerned about. And the local government, which I wasn't as concerned about, I really wanted to take some of that money for the state. We made that just for 2 years. So 2 years later, we did make it permanent, but we also took a portion of that money and gave it to the state, which was in a lot worse financial shape than local governments were. But that was what kind of held us up. But we figured out a way that, you know, we could kind of split the baby in half, as they say, and in compromise, and we both kind of got something from it. But the budget, the cuts, and the things that were very unpleasant, they knew that we had to do that. They also, I think, figured I was the governor. In the end, the governor gets the blame. If people don't like things in state government, even if the legislature did it, the governor's who most people know, and that's who is kind of the head of state government. So if people are mad at state government, they figured I'd take the blame. And there were people that weren't happy with the budget, but in the long run, I think people were glad that we faced up to the problem and started to get the state back on fiscal track. And so, you know, we went through another 2 or 3 years of pretty lean times, but by the end of my term, my 8 years, we had the largest surplus we ever had in the history of the state. Most programs were getting ample appropriations. Higher education probably looks back on those days as the best days they had, I mean, because they were doing very well. So, but we had to go through 2 or 3 very tough years where I had to say no a lot. And, you know, again, that just hasn't happened, unfortunately, in the last decade.
As you look back on that relationship with Michael Madigan, how did that relationship evolve over time?
Well, it was good at the end. I mean, that I had known Madigan before when I had been Governor Thompson's legislative liaison and had worked with him. And I was a little surprised after I got elected governor. Now, he really didn't want me to win because that year was also a redistricting year. And to understand the Illinois General Assembly, you got to understand nothing's more important than redistricting. All these other issues are really minor. And so he wanted the Democratic governor to sign the map they were going to pass. So he knew I was going to veto it, and he wasn't happy to have me. So he didn't talk to me the first 4 months after the election. You know, finally he came down to my office, and we started talking, and we still disagreed. But by the end of the session, when we were in overtime, about every day he'd be down in my office, and we'd have lunch together, and we were trying to figure out how do we get both of us kind of in off the limb. You know, we knew we were going to have to compromise. We both were going to have something that we could say that we wanted. And so finally, in the middle of July, we finally figured out a compromise and were able to get things resolved. But actually, after that session, he had a better understanding of me as governor and kind of knew what he could do and not do and what to expect. And by the end of my 8 years as governor, he really was probably my best ally in a lot of issues, especially the budget, because he's basically pretty a fiscal conservative. His members aren't, but he is. And, you know, by the end of my 8 years, we were working very well together. And, you know, I have a great deal of respect for him. Now, I will say that was 20-some years ago, and we all changed. But one of the things back then, sometimes it would take him a long time to make up his mind just exactly what he wanted to do. And, you know, I would get a little exasperated. I wanted to get the deals done and let's move on. And he kind of enjoyed drawing things out. But at the end of the day, at least back in the 90s, everybody knew we had to solve the problems and pass a budget and, you know, whatever the other issues were and compromise and go home.